but confessed, I am not the Christ. That's part of the text. The conclusion of the Old Testament text for today is the line in the sand. It's the dividing line. I need to make sure that I have everyone's attention. Do I have everyone's attention? Or is anyone busy doing anything else out there? I need everyone's attention. This is the proclamation of God's word. The conclusion of the Old Testament text for today is the line in the sand. It's the dividing line. The definitive conclusion at the end of time. Hear again these words of God. And the Lord said to me, they are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. What will he require? What does he say? And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. The it is the words that he will speak. What words are those? The words of Christ Jesus, recorded in the Holy Scriptures that speak of Christ and constantly point to him as the only way to eternal life. God is making it very clear that he will hold accountable to his word everyone. You either confess that it is true or you confess that it is a lie. And because the word speaks of Christ, and Christ is the word made flesh, it's either a confession of Christ as truly your Savior from sin, or it's a confession that Christ is a farce, that you do not need him. Heed the word of the Lord. You need God's word of truth, because you need Christ. As a continual reflection of the fall of man, however, you in your sinful flesh want to be like God, determining good and bad in your own mind. Your flesh is very quick to determine what makes for peace and joy on its own. Why? Because your flesh, that old Adam who resides in you, in your flesh, presumes itself righteous. Of course, you couldn't be wrong. You wouldn't need to pause, or God forbid, stop and do some examination of the self. You know what you're doing. You know enough. Right? It's as if you say, who does God think he is to come along and tell me that I need to measure myself according to his standards, according to the truth of his word, that I actually need to have a confession that falls in line with his determination? The gall, the temerity. And friends, God doesn't work by force. He doesn't force this confession on you. He works by grace. And his grace reveals his love. salvation of others. It's worth repeating. Godly love risks rejection for the salvation of others. Examination of the self according to God's standards, according to God's Ten Commandments, is a blessed reminder of what God intended them to be, a revealing of how perfect you're supposed to be, but more so how much you have failed. Clearly revealing that you are not the Christ, and not being the Christ, then inevitably you must need the Christ. Inevitably you must be brought to a confession of the Christ, having a proper confession based on God's word matters greatly. Greater way for John the Baptist to point people to themselves in an examination than to display a confession of not being the Christ. When you are brought to confess this same truth of not being the Christ, you are confessing that you are a sinner, that you need the Christ. John was a preacher of repentance. Something that is not looked upon as a good thing in these last days before Christ's imminent coming in glory, when everyone's confession will be measured, just as God proclaimed in the Deuteronomy reading and many times over elsewhere in Holy Scripture. John preached repentance because being brought to repentance reminds you that you are not the Christ, that you are not free in your sinful flesh. News of a Savior, a freedom maker, only has meaning and brings true rejoicing to those revealed and brought to confess themselves as enslaved. That is why Luther is fond of saying, before God, I will gladly be a sinner and not be called by any other name, in order that this article of free justification by grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus may remain true. Otherwise, there would be no forgiveness or grace, but it would have to be called the crown of righteousness and that of my own deserving. As a continuation of Adam's rebellion, all of humanity is in bondage, not only to sin, but to the decay of death. Death is the fruit of sin. Not only the death of your bodies, but the brutal corruption of every aspect of human existence. In other words, life on earth is not the garden of delights that it was meant to be. And as the Holy Scriptures proclaim, it is actually a sign of wisdom when a person is brought to know the world for the cruel, merciless place that it is. This arousal of biblical truth is devastating if not revealed within the context of Christian hope. The reality that most of what you dream of or aim toward will not be achieved is crushing. That people don't truly care, that they are innately concerned only with themselves. These are the realizations that drive men to seek some sense of relief in idols, drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, other addictions, excessive escape entertainment, or believing that peace, comfort, and joy is found in the abundance of stuff. Sinful flesh word in on itself. It is only the word of God that must come along and reveal this to man. And in keeping faith, relying upon God's doing, he works through opposites. Again, there is found in Satan. When God wills to bring us to life, he puts us to death. When he wills to make us saintly, he smites our conscience and makes us first sinners. When he wills to raise us up into heaven, he first casts us into hell. Now, Christians are certainly guided to manage the things given to them in such a way that they would be served by them and not mastered by them. Sadly, though, sinful flesh is right there to spoil everything. The possibility of idolatry is a breath away. I breathe, you do. Why do you think the depression rate rises the days immediately following Christmas Day? Because the stuff that was relied upon as bringing your peace and happiness has proven its inadequacy. The wine has run out, just like the wedding at Cana. Those who put their hope in such emptiness will think that there is no peace on earth or goodwill toward men, because their eyes have been diverted away from Christ. Examine yourself according to God's Ten Commandments, as you have been taught, and as you confess them. The mirror of God's law will reveal you as you truly are. Have you loved God above all things? Have you neglected his word? Have you honored authority? Have you helped your neighbor in all his needs? Have you lusted or coveted for what God has not given to you? Have you tried to gain your joy through abundance, thinking that it will make everything perfect? Repent and believe. God has seen your situation. He has heard your sobbing. He has done something about it. The Christ, of whom you are not, was sent into your dark world, taking upon himself the guilt of your sins. He who had no sin became sin for you. The righteous anger of God was exhausted upon the Son in an event that is good for you, the crucifixion of Good Friday. John the Baptist lived to point you to the Christ, and he confessed the Christ. The Holy Scriptures were inspired to be written that you would hear of the Christ, that you would be brought to repentance and believe in the Christ and confess him. The sacraments convey disappoint. Your hope is the surety of the Christ, and confessing Him brings about a rejoicing in the Lord always. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. It is God who opens your lips, that you would praise His name. And so John the Baptist displays to you your great confession of faith. No, you are not the Christ, but there is the Christ, and Jesus is His name, for He will save you from your sin. The Lamb of God has come and taken away your sins through His sacrifice, and now He comes and gives to you what you need through His word and sacraments, just like the icon on the front of the bulletin displays. He comes, pouring Himself out for you to consume His righteousness. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Jesus is the Christ, and Him crucified for the forgiveness of your sins is your great confession. Repent, confess, and rejoice.